22. A hole in your skull. It had unravelled far more quickly than Colette had imagined possible.
A poor plan falls apart like a house of cards, her father had drilled into her.
She'd leapt across to the back of the other carriage and swung around the far side, all without Lyme noticing. Octavia was only a few handholds behind her. Colette gave her a smile and Octavia grinned back. After a hand signal to Octavia, Colette had pushed aside the window, revealing red plush curtains. A stench like dead meat assailed her nostrils. She moved the curtain back slightly and peeked in. The side of the monster's head was inches away. She moved the curtain a little farther. He was staring down at Madame Hébert. Her bonnet was in disarray, her face ghostly pale and eyes downcast as if she did not dare even look at her captor. Colette noted Typhon's matted, dark hair, the greenish ear stitched into place on the monster's skull. It was as if this man were not born of a woman, but sewn together by a tailor. Was it possible? Is that why she couldn't kill him with bullets? He might not have a heart, but whatever his making, she was certain he had a brain, and most men preferred to keep their brains in their skulls. With one hand gripping the wagon, she brought her derringer up, used it to thrust the curtain aside, and then placed it against the side of his head, saying in a low voice,
"Don't move, or I'll blast a hole in your head."
She nodded to Octavia, who had to crawl over Colette to get to the carriage door. The hulking thing made no reply. Was he deaf? Colette dug her derringer harder into his temple. That would get his attention. He turned his head ever so slightly, the pale skin wrinkling, his dull eyes measuring her. They held no intelligence, no pity, nothing human.
"Do not move," she repeated.
Octavia opened the door and climbed in, then scrambled over the monster's legs and rammed open the opposite door. It would be a short leap to the other carriage. She then turned her attention to Madame Hébert, grabbing her arm and trying to yank her out of this prison on wheels. But the woman wouldn't budge or even open her eyes. Was she drugged?
"Madame Hébert, we are here to help you," Colette whispered in French.
Before Colette could react, he smashed his fist through the thin carriage wall and grabbed her wrist, squeezing her arm so tightly that she felt as if the bones would break. She pulled the trigger, firing her derringer, and at the same moment the wagon lurched to one side. The monstrous man was still squeezing her arm. Had she missed his head? How was that possible? He was less than an inch away from the barrel of her gun. She pulled the hammer back again with her teeth. She wouldn't miss a second time. Before she could finger the trigger, she was yanked into the cabin through the window, glass breaking around her, and landed on the floor beside Hébert. The wagons crashed together, tearing off their door. Octavia fell out, nearly pulling Madame Hébert with her.
"Octavia!"
Colette shouted. She couldn't survive such a fall. Then, to her relief, she saw a flapping dress. Octavia had found a handhold on the other carriage and was pulling herself inside. Colette grabbed Madame Hébert's hand, intending to pull her across to the opening.
"Woman, stay,"
Typhon grunted. He pulled Hébert out of her grip and sat her, almost gently, across from him. He turned to Colette, who was reaching for her stiletto.
"Woman, go."
She raised her arms, but he smacked her so hard that she flew out the opening, and miraculously Octavia caught her and dragged her into the other carriage.
"Anything broken?"
Octavia asked.
"No,"
though Colette wasn't certain.
"We need an elephant gun to kill that thing. A cannon."
Then there was a great crash, and the carriage disintegrated around them.